I wonder if you've ever thought about the question, what would I do if I were the devil? Or have you ever thought about the question, what is the devil trying to do with you? This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And I want to pursue these questions with you today, as we have been doing for quite some time. I've been raising the question, first of all, what would I try to do with the world, that is, with the non-Christian people, if I were the devil? And then secondly, and it's a point that we're now involved in, what would I try to do with the church, or with Christians, if I were the devil? The basic passage in the Bible that we've been using as a foundation for our study is found in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. And if you have a Bible handy, turn and read it with me. Here the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Peter, warns us, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And the Bible teaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 11 to 15, that the devil fashions himself as a minister of light, and he has many servants in the world who do the same thing. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 11, Paul says, "We are not ignorant of his devices." Now here we have warnings from the Bible, which in effect tell us, watch out, the devil is trying to get you. He's trying to persuade you to not give your life to God, to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, not to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. By one trick or another, the devil is going to try to get every one of us to reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we have looked at the world, we have said, in effect, it can all be summed up, though we looked at many points under this, that what he's trying to do with the world is to persuade them not to become Christians, not to be baptized into Christ, not to be born again. And so far as the church is concerned, his basic effort is to try to persuade men to become unfaithful. And we've already looked at a number of subdivisions under that. And now we continue today with this point. If I were the devil, I would try to persuade members of the church to gradually slip into the idea that the church is not truly essential. That it doesn't really matter whether you're a member of it or not. To try to persuade men who are Christians to reject such passages as Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, which make clear that the church was involved in the eternal purpose of God. My friends, when you stop and think about the fact that God planned the church even before he created the world, and that during the long period of the Old Testament, he prophesied concerning the establishment of the church, and during his own earthly ministry, in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 18, Jesus promised to build his church upon the solid rock foundation, proof that he is the Christ, the Son of God. And the devil to try to persuade Christians to reject the great truth of Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, which makes clear that Christ purchased the church with his blood, and that we cannot be saved without the blood of Christ, but that all of the blood of Christ went into the purchase of the church, and therefore to be saved by his blood, you must be in what he bought with it. And to lead Christians to reject the great truth of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 13 to 16, that reconciliation unto God is in the one body, and that body is the church, and therefore those out of the church are not reconciled unto God. Well, what would be the purpose of persuading Christians that the church is not important? It would mean then that in their own Christian life, they would come to regard their responsibility as members of the church as non-important. And it would mean they would come to the point of not recognizing that their friends and neighbors, whom they ought to love with all of their heart, are lost, even though they may be good moral people, even though they may be religious people, if they are not members of the church that Jesus bought with his blood. And then in the next place, if I were the devil, so far as Christians are concerned, I would try to persuade them to fellowship darkness, and to reject such passages as Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11, which says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness." But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us, and I do hope that you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of this very important topic.